I would like to give the microphone to Archbishop Emeritus Dr. Anders Weert, the President for Europe of the WCC. From Sweden. From Sweden, I think, isn't it?
I think so too.
Yeah, that helps.
Yes, thank you very much. And as you know, and also note from what's on the wall, the writing on the wall, there are several organizations behind this meeting, and World Council of Churches is one of them. When some of us met in Munich, I think about 8 months ago, there was still hope that empathy, wisdom, and solidarity would guide European refugee politics. We were not naive. We knew that there would be difficult struggles and that open borders was not at all an option for the foreseeable future. But we still hoped for European solidarity and respect for fellow humans, not primarily based in common faith or common culture, but in being human, all being God, the Father's creation. We hoped that the churches would be leaders, outspoken and listened to, giving reasons why human rights are expressed the way they are, and that the commandment to love your neighbor is supposed to be stretched out in time and space. We, church people, know that we are what we are, not because of what we have achieved, but because of gifts given to us from birth through life, and what is received is supposed to be handed on. Now, as it seems, fear has taken over from realism and humanity. What then is our role as church people? My home is in a very rural area. You drive for 16 kilometers seeing nothing but trees. The road is excellent, but the woods close in on both sides. Driving home at dusk, night, and dawn poses some extra dangers. Deer, wild boar, elks, but also some small animals like fox, hare, and badger. Bear, lynx, and wolf usually stay away from the road. One option is to drive slowly, because the speed which matters is the difference in speed between you and what you hit. Another is to drive quickly, because you know that the road is good and it leads to where you want to go. And if you drive quickly, you minimize the time when you're exposed to the conflicting animals. The options are not only about speed. It is also where you position yourself on the road. Carefully at the side or right in the middle, where you have sufficient view. Driving on the side means small risks of hitting another car, but there are very few there, especially at night. But great risks of being surprised by the animals jumping out. Driving far out on the side also means closeness to the deep ditch, with the risks following from that. When things didn't go our way with EU and migration, the churches have options too. Go on with high speed or slow down. Stay in the middle of matters or follow the curb in order not to offend. My hope is that we stay in the middle of the road. It is a good road, and we know where it leads from personal experience and from history. It is also a road constructed on principles which we know serve our societies best. in the middle of the road, we remain visible, and we show what we believe in. There are conflicts with everyday realities. There are risks of reactionary reactions. In the long run, we don't serve our people, maybe not any people, if we alienate them or ourselves from realities. We have to realize that politics is not only principles, but also pragmatism. But we, church people, are not primarily in politics. In order to remain valid speaking partners, though, we must acknowledge limitations, but without hiding our principles and our goals. So let us perhaps slow down a bit when in the dark, but let us not become afraid and steer out towards the roadside. Then real bad things will happen. They have happened before. And remember, the best thing we can do is to actually act when meeting the persons concerned and affected, the refugees, and show how much compassion and commitment there actually is in churches and in society. A lot more than many politicians dare to see. And if we, the churches, do not uphold the ideals of an international Christian heritage, what will happen to our societies? May this be a blessed conference.
Thank you, Archbishop, for also this metaphor of how to drive and not to have fear.